The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Resilient Butterfly, the podcast for the people who are just as confused about life as I am. I'm your host, Nay, full-time nursing student, dog mom, and gym junkie, who is here to share my own mistakes and hardships to maybe guide you on how to make your life a little easier. I'm here to share what tools I use to have an uplifting outlook on life, and how I keep in touch with my spirituality, despite how messed up the universe may seem. Let's learn and grow together. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Resilient Butterfly. Hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing day, and if it's your first time tuning in, a very special welcome to you. So on today's episode, we will be discussing manifestations. Do they really work? And just like last week's episode, we will have a very special guest, and her name is Colsom. I've actually been friends with her since middle school. I don't really have a lot of friends that I've kept on to for that long. It's just I've moved around a lot, and just it's hard sometimes to keep track of friends, especially when you're going into adulthood. But her and I have stayed pretty close, so I hope that speaks a lot on her character. And currently, she is attending Santa Clara University, and she is a computer science major. And she actually has a TED Talk coming up too, which is really impressive. And for her last 2 years of high school, she also was a part of the drama class that we had at our high school. So I think she's really comfortable at speaking. So I think she'll have a lot to contribute to today's episode. So please welcome Colsom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Colsom. I am here to speak because I love to speak. At any excuse I can find to speak, I will speak. But I am honestly so glad to be here just for Renee. I love her. I adore her. I've always adored her since we were in middle school, like 12 years old. So I'm just excited to be here in general and contribute in any way that I possibly can.
Yes, something we have in common is we both don't shut up. So I think that will be perfect.
Yes, 100%.
So usually I start off every episode with a quote of a day, and I didn't do one last week, but I found one that I thought really suited perfectly for today's episode. So today's quote of the day is from an Instagram post from the user at RegiMara23. And the quote is, "Every day I wake up and I see the vision of where I want to be. Every day I put my heart into making that vision a reality." Now let's take a moment to sit with that quote and establish what it means to you. So when I read this quote, I picked it especially because we're talking about manifestations today. And this quote, in a sense, perfectly defines, in a sense, what manifestations can be. In terms of trying to really make your dreams a reality, first you have to envision it and see where you want to be. And then really put your all into it, into making that vision a reality. So what exactly does this quote mean to you?
You mentioned manifestations, right? And I feel like a manifestation comes from a basis of a dream. And a dream doesn't always have to be some very big thing. I mean, the meaning of a dream can be different for every person. It can be a small little thing like getting a job, or it can be a big thing like becoming the CEO, you know? But I feel like the basis of a healthy mindset and a healthy life is to extend from any small goal or dream that one person may have, you know? And I feel like this quote perfectly sums up the basis of that, because if you in your head have some place that you want to be someday, whether it be happy, it be successful, it be rich, it be humble, that gives you purpose in life. And I feel like a manifestation grows off of that, you know, just wanting to be somewhere someday, big or small, and that gives us purpose in who we are. And I feel like that's what resonates to me when I listen to this quote.
Snaps, that was perfect. Most definitely. Especially for me, I've always been a very goal-oriented person. I think that's kind of a big thing that defines who I am. A lot of people, when they describe me, they know Renee always knows what she wants and she always goes for it. And I've always been super headstrong when it comes to that. So when I saw this post on Instagram, I resonated with it a lot because especially right now, I'm really into my fitness goals, and it's really not easy to constantly be dedicated to achieving my fitness goals, especially when you're dealing with nursing school and just regular everyday life. But I want it so bad that I envision it in my head and I just put everything that I have into it. So, moving on to today's topic, I wanted to give a brief definition of what manifestations are, even though we already touched on it a bit. And according to dictionary.com, manifestations can be defined as an event, action, or object that clearly shows or embodies something, especially a theory or an abstract idea. So, Coulson, what are some things that you try to embody in order to make whatever dreams you're trying to achieve a reality?
So, some things that I try to embody might not be your typical answer. I mean, you would expect somebody to say that they want to be very, you know, headstrong and confident in what they do and they work hard for that. But in all honesty, as a person, it took me time to get to that point where I can push myself to put myself first before others, to put my success and my dreams and the reality that I want to make of my life first, you know. So I feel like the concept of manifestation is such a big word and it carries such a big meaning. You know, when you say it in a conversation, people are like, oh yes, manifestation, you know, but it's not that easy. And it's not something that's easy to carry on your back. You know what I mean? It's something that you have to grow from, and it's something that you have to learn to adapt to, because not everybody is accustomed to trying to make it big or putting themselves first or, you know, prioritizing themselves. In terms of what I try to embody as a person in my means of attaining my goals, I feel like one of the main things is that wherever I go in life and whatever I try to do, I want to do it with humility and hard work and determination. You know, I want to be a cultivation of all things that are good and kind, but also independent and strong. You know what I mean? I want to do what I do in life without trying to put anybody else down or put anybody under me. You know, and I feel like I've heard a lot in this world that that's not going to get you anywhere. You have to, like, push people out of the way and you have to just, like, rise above others. But I don't feel like that's the definition of success. I feel like success is rising above and bringing others to rise with you, because that's the only way that you can gain people in life who truly respect you and love you, along with supporting you, and you support them, you know. So I feel like my success should be embodied by humility and kindness, along with striving to achieve the dreams that I want.
I definitely think that ties into with the concept of what you want to receive, you put out there. Sometimes, I think definitely a flaw that I have that happened in the past is sometimes I'm so goal oriented and I just don't understand. I had a very hard time relating to people that just didn't, like, if you wanted something in life, why not just do it? I didn't understand. But a lot of people have different priorities that go on in their life, and you have to just understand that. And I think going through your life graciously and putting love out into the universe is a way that that can be returned back to you, which in turn helps you manifest your dreams and make what you desire tangible or real. It's very easy to just go on about, oh, you want this and you want that. But it's like, what are you going to do to make all those things a reality? And are you going to tear people down in the process? So I definitely think that was something you were touching on about. I think definitely too, in terms of manifestation, something that heavily ties into it is setting intentions. So how do you set intentions for your day?
So one of the things that I try to wake up and remember every day is that I'm blessed. You know, I think that's one of the main things that I try to remember throughout my entire day, is that no matter what my situation is, no matter what my problem is, I'm blessed. And because I'm blessed, I have a reason to work hard. I have a reason to give back into the world, and I have a reason to try harder throughout my day, no matter what it is that I do, whether I'm taking a huge midterm or I'm just like talking to somebody about how their day is going. You know what I mean? I feel like as a person, if I don't carry my day without that awareness that my problems are not as big as they could be, then I remember that I just need to work harder, you know? And I feel like that's something that I remember a lot throughout the day. Every time something good happens and every time something bad happens, you know, like yesterday, I remember I had a really big test. I had an exam and I was studying and I was like, oh my God, like how long is this gonna go? I just wanna graduate. But then I was like, at the same time, you know, I'm a Muslim girl, I'm from Afghanistan. There's girls in my country right now wishing that they could be worried about their test. You know, they're wishing they could be worried about going to school. So it's like, I understand no problem is too small, but for me in my life, I try to keep aware of that because it just makes me work harder every single day, you know?
I think something that you're touching on too, I talked about this in a previous episode, which was, it ties in a lot with the levels of consciousness and the love principles, which is you create your reality consciously. Definitely, like you were saying, Kulsum, sometimes our problems can seem so big, but at the end of the day, do we choose to let that dwell all the time? Do we choose to let that affect our entire day and just think, oh, today just completely sucks and I'm just going to be so stuck with that? And definitely, it's not to dismiss those things that you're feeling with, but what we go through, you could either choose to sit with it or do something about it. And that's what I think manifestations really are about. If you want something, do something about it. And so how many years left do you have at university?
So right now I'm in my spring quarter, so I have exactly a year to go. One more year and I'm done.
I know sometimes like that year can sound like forever, but you're gonna get through it. So you're a computer science major. What do you hope to achieve through that?
So when it comes to this topic, honestly, a lot of people, they tell me like, oh, you're studying computer science, you must be like so smart and like a genius. And I just look at them and I'm like, no, I'm really not. I have a work ethic that makes me work really hard, you know? And it's like, I always believe that what you pursue in life, like it's different for everybody, but for me, I'm not someone who can pursue something that I'm passionate about, because I do the things I'm passionate about because I choose to do them, not because it's something that I have to do. So when it came to choosing computer science, I did it because computer science provides me with the means and like accessibility that I need to learn the things so I can help others. You know, we live in a modern day technological world. The world every single day is changing into machines and computers and processors. So it's like, if I can learn that and I can use that to do good for the world, I'm going to. You know, it's like all this work I put in this one last year and all that, it's making it worth it because I know that after it, I'm gonna have the means I need to create something to help others. That's one of the main things I've always wanted to do. And it's like, take advantage of the world you live in now, stay in touch with reality, but don't lose sight of what you want to do. I want to help people and I'm going to do it by using the means of the world today. So that's why I'm studying and that's what I want to do with it eventually.
I don't think I've ever heard someone talk about computer science in that way. I definitely think it's definitely not a bad thing. I really like it. You're so driven and have so much passion. But maybe I also haven't met a lot of computer science majors. But it's predominantly a male field, huh? Like, do you ever feel out of place sometimes?
Yes. Yes, I remember my very first computer science class till now, it's always been a female minority. I remember when I started computer science, I was in this accelerated program, and we had about 40 students in our cohort, and out of that, 6 were girls, including me. I was one of them. And so by the end, there was just like 3 of us left.
Yeah. Wow. But you seem so driven to achieve what you want. I definitely feel inspired by this conversation that we have. And I hope that everyone listening too can really feel Kulsum's passion through what she's speaking about, because that's what I try and embody through all these episodes. Just be yourself and you can achieve all sorts of things that are that you don't even think are possible.
I completely agree. And I feel like that's why me and Renee are such good friends, and we always will be, because we agree on these things. So I totally agree. Thank you.
It's good sometimes when you do have someone who agrees. So I do hope that you guys really enjoyed listening to today's episode and that you can take something with it in order to manifest anything you've been trying to achieve. On next week's episode, we will be discussing Complacent No More. So until next time on Resilient Butterfly.